Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
Neil, you're prepared?
Ready and willing.
Okay, very good. Today's Bob Almanac, Tuesday, April 23rd, 114th day of the year, and it is presented by Authority Fence, your title sponsor, the Bob Almanac. And if anything is deserved of a title sponsor, Neil, it's got to be the Bob Almanac. Right?
You talk about prime real estate.
Mm-hmm. Naming rights. Oh, we call man. It. We don't even call it sponsor, but it's naming rights. It's like an arena. Right. It is that big.
Yeah, I like it.
When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on the free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. Again today, Tuesday the 23rd, this date, 1616, we said goodbye to the Bard, Neil. Billy the Bard.
The Bard of Avon.
Yes, I assume that he is buried at Stratford-upon-Avon.
I would think.
Bill Shakespeare came up with a lot of good works. I'm sure, you know, as you know, you just ask Norman Lear, ask any of the great men of the arts. You know, they had a lot of good stuff, but I'm sure, just like all of them, Shakespeare came up with a lot of crap, too. A lot of bad stuff.
There's some that went right in the trash.
Exactly.
You have to believe it.
It was right into the, it was like the bargain bin at Walmart for $1.99.
Right.
Bill Shakespeare, dead. He was only 52. That was this
And we state. Might hear it from him again.
Maybe. 1953, this movie debuted.
You call me Shane. Shane, who attracted the woman with his quiet strength, who fascinated the boy with the glint of his gun.
We'd all be much better off if there wasn't a single gun left in this valley.
Yeah, where does Shane rank in your all-time rankings of those Western movies?
You know, it would have to be in my top 10.
Okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
You know, it's the theme of the movie was done many times, but Shane did it very well.
Alan Ladd, and of course, Jack Palance makes an appearance in
he's
there
the
as
bad
well.
Guy.
He's the bad guy. He's the Black Bart. What was his name in that?
Because
he's wearing black.
Yeah, always was. Well, that's a good question. I have to look
it
that up.
Shane debuted on this date, directed by George Stevens. Jean Arthur was the female lead and interest in there as well.
I'll look that up.
So, Shane, 1953, 64.
Well, no matter how this game comes out tonight, it's going to be long remembered. This one will go into the record books. Here's the stretch now. Lillis takes a lead off first base. Here's that 3-2 pitch to Weekly. Call strike three. The ball game is over, and Cincinnati wins it by a score of 1-0 as Johnson pitched a no-hitter and lost the ball game by a run.
Yeah, Ken Johnson, and I don't know, I think this has happened since, but this was the first time that somebody threw a no-hitter, a 9-inning no-hitter, and lost because of a couple of errors.
That's rough.
Reds won. And the Astros, nothing. Were they the Astros then yet? Because they were the Colt 45s. I didn't think they became the Astros until they moved to the Astrodome, which was 65.
Yeah, I think they weren't the Astros. They were probably the Colt 45 still at that point.
At some point in time, because he doesn't say it in the broadcast. I guess I could search and search and search. We just don't have that kind of time. The Almac is already too long. 1969, or that was 64. Now in 69, Sirhan.
Oh, yeah.
You know who he is?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. He assassinated Robert F. Kennedy, and the sentence later commuted to life in prison as he was sentenced on this date. He was originally sentenced to death.
Death, right.
And then his sentence was commuted to life, and he is still in prison. He is still alive and still in prison. He has come up for parole a few times, and each time that parole's been denied.
I think that's understandable.
Yes.
We don't need him back. He kind of forfeited his right to
his
the
freedom.
Free world.
Yes, exactly. That was in 69, 1981.
Let there be peace. Hello, Valley. For me. Someday. There will be peace.
Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins. Reunited in Stuttgart, Germany on this date.
No
3/4 of the Million Dollar Quartet. Elvis, of course, had died 5 years earlier, 4 years earlier. It's a live concert. It's available on an album. The album, The Survivors, was recorded as part of that live performance and eventually released as well with Cash, Lewis, and Perkins. Not a bad way to get together there. Stuttgart, Germany.
No.
They didn't realize how lucky they had it.
Right.
Yeah. 1985.
This has got to be the boldest consumer product move of any kind, of any stripe, since Eve started to hand out apples.
We started producing it today.
This is the new Coca-Cola, already taste-tested in Memphis, Tennessee. The new formula is also a secret, but it's essentially the same as the extremely popular Diet Coke, but sweetened with corn syrup.
There you go. That was the new Coke. It was basically the Diet Coke formula and recipe, and it was sweetened, and that was this date. Coca-Cola announced it was changing the secret formula, which was 99 years old. They were feeling the heat from Pepsi, Neil. They were feeling the heat. They were doing the Pepsi challenge and all the other stuff, and they panicked. But it may have actually been a mistake, but it actually may have been a good move, because after they went back to the Coca-Cola Classic, their sales had never been higher.
Right.
By that point. But the backlash was amazing. I didn't really care. I was more of a Pepsi Dr. Pepper guy, and yet really probably at that point hadn't discovered Mountain Dew yet. It didn't really matter to me as a 15-year-old kid, but there were some of those long-time, lifelong Coca-Cola drinkers that, they were threatening revolution.
Yeah, it was not well-received. You know, at the time, it was deemed a marketing failure, but as you mentioned, at some point it turned around. But, it didn't matter to me. I was pretty much Mountain Dew only at that point.
Every now and then they'll bring back the new Coke recipe as a kind of a limited release where they'll go, hey, here it is, try it again and see what you think. But I don't think they're ever going to go away from their original secret formula again.
No.
People are going to storm the gates there at the Atlanta headquarters. They were coming after them. Hey, Neil, did I hear you say that we haven't had enough news about assassins today?
Yes. Yeah, can we have some?
James Earl Ray, confessed assassin of Martin Luther King Jr., dies at a Nashville hospital at age 70. Once behind bars, Ray later insisted he had been framed, alleging a conspiracy behind the killing of the civil rights leader.
James Earl Ray, the assassin of Martin Luther King Jr., died
on
this
date. And the elusive.
The elusive. He would escape a time or two. He kept forgetting where he was at. Where's Ray? Hey, Ray. But anyway, he died at the age of 70. So, of course, that was the same year that RFK was assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated earlier in the year in 68, of course, in Memphis. And we've got one more little item. This was from 4 years ago.
Supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
The date that President Trump, and we're finding out that presidents, especially the older they get, they probably shouldn't riff and just go free form. Because President Biden just recently said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Did you hear that? He was telling the story about how his uncle went down in the war. He was a airplane pilot. He was on, in the Air Force, whatever. He went down, and then he claimed that his uncle had been eaten by cannibals. And the Army came out and said, no, he went down in the water, and his body was never recovered. And then, of course, it was. And of course, the media, when Trump was saying that, they instantly said, "Well, he just told us to drink bleach." And there's nowhere in there that he says drink bleach. He uses the word disinfectant. People, of course, then made the correlation. But he was saying some crazy things here.
Right.
Something he had read something about experimental ways to treat COVID, and he just went with it. And he got lambasted for it. But again, he never did. And it's been fact-checked. He never did ever say, drink bleach.
Right.
Which I would never want to do anyway.
No. It's not in my Hilux. No, it's not in my liquor cabinet.
And if you were going to drink bleach, you'd want to probably dilute it tremendously.
I think so.
Probably with a chaser. So that was this day we were in the heart, in the middle. Right in the belly of the COVID monster there,
right
in 2020. Let's move on.
Just by the way, just one fact check: Jack Wilson, Black Jack Wilson, was the character by Jack Palance in Shane.
So he was black. His nickname was Black Jack.
It lists as Jack Wilson, but I'm almost sure they called him Black Jack.
How would he have done against, let's say, a Black Jack Lanza?
I don't know. I think Black Jack Lanza would have bulldogged him down.
He's tough. Although, remember, Jack Palance can do one-arm push-ups.
That's true,
too. Like when he was in his 70s. Let's get into the birthdays now.
Skeletor.
He-Man. You're a fool if you think you can stop me here. Now we're playing in my dimension, and I make all the rules.
Yes. The voice of Skeletor, Alan Oppenheimer. Done a lot of cartoon voices, and he was also the original Dr. Rudy Wells in Bionic Man, the $6 million man. He was the original Rudy Wells. Alan Oppenheimer is still with us here today, the voice of Skeletor from the cartoons. He's 94.
Wow. 94. And a very evil laugh.
Very evil laugh. He was very perfect for Skeletor, who looked like Papa Smurf. Had really, you know, he was really into steroids. Basically, Skeletor was Papa Smurf on steroids with a skeleton face, meaning that he'd probably those steroids had done something to his facial features, but it was allowing him to build all kinds of muscle mass, which is pretty important when you were leading Beast Man and Manny Faces and Merman. He was also the voice of Merman. If anyone remembers Merman. Oh, speaking of $6 million man.
You still think Bigfoot's a hoax?
I don't know what to think.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think these tracks lead to Marlene Becky.
Where else do they lead, Steve? Where else?
They lead right to Bigfoot there, Oscar Goldman. And Steve Austin is going to have the match, and he's going to have the fight of his life on his hands against Andre the Giant and Bigfoot. But Lee Majors, the $6 million man, he was the fall guy. Of course, you love him on Big Valley, Neil.
Yeah, he was Heath, the half-brother to Nick and Jared and Audra.
Lee Majors, Colonel Steve Austin, a man barely alive. But Lee Majors is still alive at 85.
But first, let's just get one little thing straight. That is your room, and this is our room. One false move, and we take you right to the vet.
She was laying down the law when Jack Tripper was about to move in with her and Chrissy. We're talking about Janet Wood, Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company. She's the one female actress that was the same the whole show.
Right.
You know, they interchanged. They had three different blonde actresses that played the Chrissy and the Cindy and then the Terry. But Joyce was there. She was the stalwart. She was the rock. And she's 75. Another actress.
And will you get those dumb frogs out of here?
Those are my dumb frogs. They're my patients. I'm a veterinarian.
I think your patients just croaked.
Who did not fall in love with Barbara Cooper? Valerie Bertinelli.
I certainly did.
Eddie Van Halen did.
Yeah.
Valerie Bertinelli, One Day at a Time. Another back-to-back veterinary references for veterinarians. How about that?
Yeah, it's vet day.
Yeah, Valerie Bertinelli is 64.
The wall. Everybody's talking about the wall. They ask me, hey, how do you feel about the wall? I say, you know what? We'll get over it.
George Lopez, actor, comedian, 63. As Lopez denied, he's done some game show work. He's got his own show, Lopez. He's a funny guy. He's 63.
He's a lot bigger than you. He's got legs for arms.
Little star just
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, because he's going to like us, too.
Yeah. Remember loving Vince?
Yeah.
Just go say hi.
Yeah. Look, I got this, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, you must be Roger.
Nope.
John Cena, he was one of the daddies in Daddy's Home. You remember Daddy's Home? You got your Wahlberg, you got your Ferrell, and then John Cena shows up. John Cena, kind of following the footsteps of The Rock when it comes to doing a lot of acting. And he went from the WWE to Daddy's Home. There's this streaming show. He was in the Suicide Squad, and then that rolled over into a streaming show about Peacemaker. And it's called The Peacemaker, and it streams. I think it's HBO or something. It is hilarious. He is good.
Good.
John Cena, 47. And we also have a little music here for you.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes, saying, hey, yo.
Tao Cruz. Tao. Could be Tao. Tao Cruz. I go with Tao. I like Tao. You have heard this one, right?
Yeah.
Something about dynamite. You put your hands in the air. When you have dynamite, you're gonna want to do more than just put your hands in the air. Probably gonna want to run. True.
Fast.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually, I think he's got things mixed up. When you see a gun, you put your hands in the air. When you see dynamite, you run.
You're right.
But anyway, Tao Cruz, 44 today.
Gone, but not forgot. We got a big list here. We're going to run through them Gatling gun style here. William Shakespeare, we already talked about the bard, but he actually passed away on his birthday, much like Merle Haggard. 1564 for William Shakespeare. Our gone president of the day, James Buck Buchanan, born on this day, 1791. He was the sidekick to the Cisco Kid. Actually, he was a Cisco Kid, I should say. Duncan Rinaldo played that role, and born on this day, 1904. He's one of us, Minneapolis native, and legendary. I mean, his record at Oklahoma, the University of Oklahoma in college football, unprecedented and unparalleled. Bud Wilkinson, 1916. One of the greatest left-handed pitchers of all time. Hall of Famer Warren Spahn. Born on this day, 1921. First audio, you remember as the child sensation, Shirley Temple.
On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay.
That's a
Who didn't fall in love with Shirley Temple?
Yes, until Valerie Bertinelli came along, then I had...
Exactly. But there she is. She was the top box office draw in the late 30s for movies. The little lady, Shirley Temple, was born on this day in 1928. Fine singer from the 60s, Ray Peterson.
Tell Laura I love her.
Better get out your Kleenex.
Tell Laura I need her. Tell
One of the top
crooners
of the 50s.
I may be late.
And the
60s,
mainly the 60s. Ray Peterson, Tell Laura I Love Her, Karina, 1935, and some others. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the greats, Roy Orbison.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight.
That should be the theme song for the Almanac. Dum, 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 dum-de-doo-ah.
Sad but true. 1936 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Remember Sandra Dee? She was married to Bobby Darin and did Gidget in the movie Sandra Dee, 1942. He was Tattoo on Fantasy Island. Of course, he was Knick Knack in The Man with the Golden Gun, the James Bond movie. Hervé Villechaize.
So you remember that, I don't know if you remember this joke, but we were kids, there was a joke. Tattoo from Fantasy Island, what's his favorite kind of M&Ms?
Yeah, I do. I can't remember.
The plane.
The plane, yes. Very nice. And he had great eyesight. Nobody else could see it, I guess, except him. He could hear it, see it.
Well, he was a gunner in World War II. He was a gunner in World War II. I mean, he didn't even need the crosshairs.
Right. 1943. Very funny lady. We lost her too young from Saturday Night Live and some other things. Jan Hooks.
Like someone shoved a bun cake ring down over my head. And the bun, right, honey?
Yes.
And the bun unbraided, and the filling rose up in flames, and all the raisins turned into demons. And I put my hands up, and I said, demonic raisins, I rebuke you.
One of the more talented. When you have to put, you know, you're going to take the top women of SNL history, you're going to make one of those mountain things there in South Dakota.
Right.
I can't even think of it now. What's the mountain in South Dakota with the presidents on it?
Yeah.
But when you were to do a...
Mount Rushmore.
There you go. If you were to do one of those, Jan Hooks would be on the top of the list right up there.
Her with Gilda Radner
and Jane Curtin.
Right. Very, very funny people. 1957 for Jan Hooks. And our Gone Rapper of the Day... I don't know if you know anything about Snooty Wild, but there he is, Snooty Wild, 1985. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Well, he's snooty, so he must have walked with his nose in the air.
I would think so.
All right, you did miss your staff, Mr. Wrestler.
Now, you know, it's like this. A lot of the promoters around the country, they blackballed the Freebirds. And the reason why is because... we done wrapped too many chairs around people's heads.
That is a problem. You're wrapping chairs around people's heads. Some promoters might not want you to come into their territory.
No,
that's one of the fabulous Freebirds. Terry Gordy, he was the big one. You had your Michael Hayes, and you had your Jimmy Garvin, and then there was Terry Gordy. Terry Gordy was the big guy. He's another one of those wrestlers that died way too young at the age of 40. He was born this date, 1961. Now they're all...
gone, yes. But not forgotten.
Here comes a Bobathon. Should be a good one just based on these three songs, I would think. Joe Diffie, Prop Me Up. Tim McGraw, He's Unbroken. Or Johnny Lee, One in a Million.
Since he was just here, we should feature Tim McGraw today.
And again, today's Bob Almanac, brought to you by... Authority Fence.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDBG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD.